After a closure of more than 7 months due to the lockdown, the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa has announced that it's reopening on the 22nd of October, and the resumption of activity at the facility will be accompanied by the museum's first open submission exhibition. So please do listen up if you are an amateur or professional artist, graphic designer, sculptor or collector. Home is where the art is. Art is where the home is the title of this exhibition, which is an open call directed at professional and amateur artists, collectors, and all other individuals who own or who have made interesting paintings, drawings, sculptures, and other artworks that have either brought a sense of joy or comfort during the months of the global pandemic. We're joined on the line by Zeitz Mocha Head of Education, Liesel Hartman, who has more details for you. Liesel, good afternoon. Let's get to it. Before we discuss this exciting opportunity for creatives, can you give us just quickly a bit more detail about the lockdown's impact on the museum?
Yes, certainly. Well, you know, as with most exhibitions, with most institutions, the museum had to close down almost immediately. Our first focus really was on the well-being of our staff and the safety of our staff. It impacted, well, I suppose negatively and positively, as many people have experienced. But the one positive that we went into quite an immediate time of reflection and actually research that the curatorial and education staff and our communication staff got into to try and envision what museums could become, what our particular vision was, and what that moment kind of meant for us as a museum and where we are placed both within the country and also within the continent. So I think there were, you know, there were obviously as sort of two streams of reactions to that. And then quite immediately, we had to be really agile about how we positioned our programming. Obviously, a lot of our content had to become digital. We had to dip into archives as well, and that also gave us a moment to be reflective about the work that we were doing and what we were envisaging for the future as well. So, yeah. I think that was, you know, what we experienced at the time and what we still are at the time, at the moment, actually.
And I assume, Liesel, that's part of the reason why you've decided on this very interesting project for your first exhibition when the museum reopens. So to be clear, Are you asking for artworks that were created during lockdown but are not necessarily about the pandemic?
So, yes, not works that necessarily about the pandemic. It could be a work, certainly, that you've created during lockdown, but it can also be a work that you've got some kind of significant relationship with within your space, that you've lived with, that you love, that's been gifted to you, that's reminded you about the relationship with people that you don't have contact with. It could include work that belongs to your children, so it's work of young people. So it really is just an open call to everybody who owns, who makes, and who loves art, and to give an expression to what that means for you as an individual.
I think this is so exciting. I have a friend, actually, who I want to recommend to enter. So where do Capetonians go? How do they enter their work? Do you want it in a specific format?
Yeah, so we are asking people to submit work that are ready to be framed, obviously, so that it is well protected and so that it can be installed in the time frame that we have. They can come to the museum between the 5th and the 11th of October, and they can actually submit their works. Actually, at the museum, there will be a team of people set up to receive that. They can go online and fill in an online application form about themselves, obviously, and about the work. When they do submit their work, they'll be given a receipt for the work so that, obviously, all works can be returned to its owners very safely and carefully once the exhibition is done. We also have some external pickup points. So we realize not all Capetonians can get to the waterfront. And so we have 6 pickup points around Cape Town in Langa, Khayelitsha, Paro, Stellenbosch, Musenberg, and Hart Bay. I can give you the names of those institutions too a bit late if you like, where people can come and actually submit. So we'll have Zeitz Mocha teams in those spaces, receiving work, condition reporting them, photographing them, and then collecting work for the exhibition.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Liesl Hartman, who's head of education at the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa. They are reopening after a 7-month pandemic hiatus on the 22nd of October, and they're reopening with an open exhibition. This really is an open call for artists, both amateur and professional, and graphic designers, sculptors, anyone in Cape Town, really. If you have made something beautiful, or comforting, or interesting, or strange during lockdown, and you are willing to submit that, please do so. Liesl, is there a website perhaps that people can visit for more information?
Yes, so our website is www.zeitzmoca.museum, and the entry form, you can click on the word entry and then it'll take you to the application form. But also, if you have queries, there's an email address, submissions@zeitzmoca.museum, and there's also a telephone number that people can call if they have any particular queries. That number is 087-350-4777.
Well, there you have it. I think that we'll definitely do a check-in with you towards the end of October just to hear what submissions have been like and the quality of the work that you've received from Capetonians across the board.
Yes,
thank you. Thanks for your time. That's Liesl Hartman, Head of Education at the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa.